Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, 11, I've got a few small items here. One flight plan update and some entry photography information. If you're ready to copy, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, at 180 hours, 50 minutes GET, we should like to delete your oxygen fuel cell purge.
Okay.
And on the entry photography, if you're going to use a fresh magazine of color interior film, we recommend the following exposure settings. F11 at 1/250th, 6 frames per second. Focus on 7 feet for the fireball. F2.0, 1/60th of a second, 6 frames per second. Focus on 50 feet when the chute's open. If you're using a magazine, part of which has already been used for interior shots, we recommend F16 at 1/500th of a second, 6 frames per second, focus on 7 feet for the fireball. F2.8, 1/60th of a second, 6 frames per second, focus on 50 feet when the parachute's open. And we would like to know the magazine number that you're intending to use when you have a chance, over.
Okay, I think we've got those. We will be using a fresh one, and that'll be color interior.
Roger, when you get it out, we'd like to have the number of the magazine or the letter of the magazine relayed down.
Okay, and we were thinking that we might want to run some of this at 12 frames a second. I don't think we can get everything from 0.05T down. That'll only give us about 7.8 minutes, and we'll six frames. Double that. I guess maybe just an occasional burst of 12 frames would be what we'd want, and the rest of it at 6.
This is Houston. That plan sounds fine with us, Neil.
Okay.
And lastly, we'd like to know if your stowage configuration for entry is going to conform to the nominal. The retros down here are anxious to get an accurate CG computed for you, and in particular, where the levas are being stowed, over.
Okay, we think we're going to put the levers and the helmets in the hatch bag, and we'll let you know any other non-standard stowage locations that we complete this evening.
This is Houston, Roger out.